Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio, for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els, who's been holding you company, holding you quite well. The hands of goodwill, man. The hands of goodwill. Amazingly. You know, listen, Dr. Busak says, if we want to invite him to Pretoria, we should do that. Johan, it's a message to you. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we are together and going through up to 8 o'clock, Thursday Live, the name of the show. And let's start with something old, something nice, something quite, you know, catchy.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, yes. Aha! Marion Williams there. My sweet Lord, the name of the song, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Thursday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Hanging out with Pastor Makam, he's on the line. Mfundisi. Sawubona.
Ah, ngibingelela abazalwane bonke ngegama elikhe lomfeli wethu uJesu Kristu waNazaretha. Ngibingelela uPastor Phumula Mfene. Ngibingelela uPastor Green. Nabo bonke abakhona nathi la estudio.
Hawu, wabingelela namhlanje sengathi bakubamba inkunzi mfethu, kwenje njani?
No, ngithi sometimes ngifuna I voice is like a conga to six in ya.
I went a social tea, I seven Zenda. I seven Zenda. Keep voice as sexy. Hey, Marie, this is life as drama, man. You want to sound sexy, Evanna? Hi. What is wrong with you?
Are you sometimes? Sometimes comedians are conga to you. You are born. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I see. We also have Apostle. Welcome from this name. Welcome from this. And we also have Apostle Phumla Mfene on the line. Greetings to you, Apostle.
Hey, greetings to you, my bra, and to Pastor Makamu and Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful listeners on a wonderful Thursday evening.
I trust you. It's cool in Boksburg, man. How about the signs of the planes over you there? But you're fine. Yeah.
They're dealing with us in terms of network, hey?
You know, sometimes sometimes when I go through, when I and then you would see Boksburg underneath, you know, when you're in a plane and then it takes off and then it makes a turn, especially when it goes to Joburg, then it makes a turn. Then you would see, you go to, now he books back. No, that's good. I'm trying to also connect with Mulebuheng Rapetswa. Greetings to you and welcome to the show.
Mulebuheng. Good evening, Pastor. Good day, Pastor.
Hi, man. Wena, man. Good day. This what's wrong with you people, Kant Namkanje? Umakam uti, and voice yakhe ifuna ibe sexy. And ushatile. When Uti, good morning. What is wrong? What kind of medication are you on? I trust.
Yeah.
Hey, Mun. Do you see the time? Look at the time.
Yeah, bon.
Would you still say good morning? Tell us if you're in. Tell us if you're somewhere in another land. You know, then we'd understand.
I'm in my land. Remember, this is the day I was just chilling, not doing much. Somebody was asking. My mom just asked me for medication. Which if I took medication and so forth.
So I'm actually spot on. You took medication.
Should we get you
off the show because you're on medication?
Not really. No.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't say that. Like I said, it's unexpected. That's why it's a kid. Good morning, Abu.
Yeah. Mm. No, actually, you said good day.
Yeah, that's true. See, I can't even remember what I said.
Maybe there's a lot of sunshine where you are.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, I understand. But I like the way we start. Tonight it being no different. We are just going to have a good time and a powerful time together. I trust that the Father will just do you good, bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, I am looking forward to the topics, you know. I'm looking forward to the topics, you know, that the Father should just do great things. I'm looking forward, you know, to the topics, that the Father should just do powerful things. And the contributions of our guests, I'm looking forward to that. Big time. Big time, I should say. Now, we said we are talking about enemies of the soul. Am I correct, Mfundisi Makamo?
Yes, kunjalo Mfundisi wami.
Yeah, we are talking about enemies of the soul, what these are even all about, and what the word says with regards to this. And I trust that as we do so, you're going to be blessed fantastically. I'm trying to check, Pumla, you know, so many correspondences between you and me, and I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, where did I send you the topic? Because I can't just see it. But on the other phone, ne? I think it's on the other phone. Yeah, I think it's on the other phone. All right. Anyway, the very notion and issue of the enemy of the soul is what we are touching on. And I trust that we are taking it further, because we once touched on this with other guests. I have never touched this with Pumla Mfene, with Mfundisi Makamo, definitely Mulebuheng Rapetswa. I've never touched this issue of the enemies of the soul. And then looking forward to the aspect that we touch on this. And today, what are some of the things that we can look amongst ourselves, and some of the things that we tolerate even amongst ourselves as enemies of the soul? You know, the love of money is one of those things. The love of money. Oh, December is coming. People have set targets that are going to make them to even miss the mark of the Father's holiness. They've set targets. It's December, as if the year started yesterday. You know, it's now that people see that the year is ending, and the targets are just so much. And I don't know if one has been to, is it the Market Square in Jozi, where you will see a person being robbed and others are just looking and passing by as if it's a natural thing. You know, so we're going to look into this. What are the enemies of the soul even all about? You know, these are unseen spiritual forces that target the soul. The unseen spiritual forces that target the soul. We're going to look at this. Makamu, it looks like there's a noise on your side there.
Yeah.
All right. The enemies of the soul, it's what we are talking about. Now, if you would look at 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 29, it says, "Yet a man has risen to pursue you and to seek your life, But the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your Elohim. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. Now, enemies of the soul, any spirit, any person that seeks to destroy your life, that person is the enemy of your soul. Anyone, even those who say we are prophesying, we are teaching, but much of their work is about the destruction of the church. There is nothing building that they talk. You know, when people talk like sangomas, but they don't actually talk the word that builds, rightfully dividing the word of truth. They don't. But the prophets ngendlela igcwele ngakhona. But the aspect of rightfully dividing the word of truth is something that they don't look into. And some, you can just see, they are abnormal. Things cannot happen this way. And sometimes, the Father says, Christ says, for my people know, my sheep know my voice, and they are known to me. And I wonder if today we are able to discern the voices that are talking, to see as to whether these are these from Christ. Because others are quoting the word, rightfully so. Even theologians are quoting the word, man. Come on. Even non-believers are quoting the word. Even people who hate the Elohim, they quote the word. Mm. So we need to know what is it that is referred to as the enemy of the soul. And today we seem to be accommodating anything. Someone comes to Pumla's church and says, I am from Pumla Mkashi. My name is Jasper. And then they come and say, I have a prophecy. And they start speaking all those insolent things around you, but they don't speak the solution of the grace of the Father. Neither do they speak the word, which is the fulfilled prophecy, which would confirm what they are saying. And we roll with it. Well, others I've seen that they just brought trouble to themselves because they wanted to have good shows, so they invited people who spoke against them and exposed them. Halala. But I'm talking about those people who are after our souls, after the souls of the believers, the children of the Most High. I'm talking about such. These things are occurring. They are taking place. We have those who are pursuing us. And some of these people are our friends, family members, colleagues, yes, relatives, fellow parishioners, people that you go, fellow churchgoers, people you attend church with, people you fellowship with, even your prayer partners. Some of your prayer partners are enemies of your soul. Some of your ministry friends, Minna, they are not happy about the success that you are making, Pumla. They are not happy.
Yeah,
hey, they just do not like it. They want you to rely on them, on their prophecies and stuff. And when the Father opens gates for you internationally, they start all the drama. We see them in the spirit and we know this is the enemy of your soul. This person would have you dead. And they would want to take over. And these people would make themselves that you rely on them in such a way that when they leave, you become so devastated. You become so devastated. Hey, usala ugula. Hey. You welcome Dover, stuff some alert, even the Utisitozi Zihambe.
welcome to over.
Uze nalabo mama laba bangana mbeko. Bathi, woo mcotshwa, woo mcotshwa, woo mcotshwa. Besho yena lo. Besho yena lo. Onenhliziyo yaka Satane. O against impilo yakho njengenceku kaNkulunkulu. Bakufunela macherry, bakufunela, they want lovers for you. They trap you, they record everything and all those kinds of things. Bathumela abantu kuwe and other people. Enemies of your soul. Some of the people, you meet them in the gym. Wearing something that is written like, I love Jesus. And you go like, okay, here's another one. This one is my brother in the Lord. And that person is the enemy of your soul. He's going to destroy you. Oh, Nkosi, mase ifike lapho azike phela ukuthi hayi sekuwiwe.
Ngoba Jesu wasigeza.
Eh, ha mase ifike lapho no Steve kurushi herile. We need to be careful and we need to look into these things and say to ourselves, how can we see these? Because some of these people who come around us, they are full of comeliness. You know comeliness? The word says, for Christ was without comeliness. You know, when he was riddled with our sins, man, he was not attractive. No one remained around him. So much shame was upon him. Yeah, but the ones who are coming to destroy our souls, they are full of comeliness. They are very handsome. They are very beautiful. Kuwe mfundisi banamakheva ongakazi wabona nasekhaya.
Nkosi yam.
Bana bazibizani lezi zinto lezi zamadoda lezi ezila ma six pack. Banama six pack ongakazi wabona ekhaya. Ekhaya ubona isigubu ntsena ekhaya akithi.
Isigubu sibashinene.
Sibangofu. And it said that we don't see the enemies of our souls. Sometimes the hobbies, you'll find that there are spirits that are driving the hobbies that you are engaged in. These sensual movies lead to sexual sins. These relationships, these that you call open relationships, professional relationships that drive you away from holiness. These are enemies of your soul, regardless of the price tag. It's the enemies of your soul. And today we are talking to the church, the body of Christ, and we're saying, look, man, there are many enemies of the soul. What are you doing about them? Because it looks like some of us, we are so comfortable around these things. We just feel good when these things are there. We just feel fine. And it's a set sight.
Come live the life at 657 a.m. Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends, man. We are talking about enemies of the soul. Let me read some verses that you can look into. 2 Samuel 22. Remember, the first one was 1 Samuel 25:29. This one is 22:4. And it says, I will call upon the Elohim, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from the enemies of my soul. Psalm 6:7 says, my eye wastes away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. The enemies of your soul, they want to stagnate you. They want to slow you down in your move for the Father. They want to slow you down. They want you to waste away. They want you to lose the vision that the Father has given you. Why did Christ say to Peter, get thee behind me, Satan? Because immediately there, Peter was the enemy of the soul. Even without him realizing that. Unless Christ rebuked him like that, he would not have realized it. Apostle, what comes to mind? What are some of the enemies of the soul that we don't look into these days?
For me, what stands out is idolatry or idol worship. And I want to quote a scripture, Zephaniah chapter 1, verse 5. And them that worship the host of heaven upon the housetops, and them that worship and that swear by the Lord, and they also swear by Malcolm. So now we have people who, it's actually normal for them. It's okay for them to be in both sides, you know. They feel when they're on site A and B, it's safe for them to be like this. So hence, I was listening to somebody, funny enough, yesterday. I went to sports eyes, okay? So both going to have eyes. But then I said, you know, we just need to be very careful. We're talking enemies of the soul, and some of you touched on it, or, you know, now going to some of these enemies, the way unahanan ka thing, they kind of, we're thinking like submarine. Initially, it looks like this is innocent. And there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, like, as I say to I spot. So what then happens is they put you kamahara barking. It's either kamahara bhav.
I've seen it. Yes, I've seen people doing that.
Now listen to this one. This one just shocked me. So now I feel emotional, and then whoever does it, ubalimpepo, ubena essence. Number one. Number two, the person. Yes, the person king wana mudim utle majwan. And then ewe se mutumple lang this thing. Kimu mudi uilera.
Evan.
For our no filoriana, nana lidi issue thing ata sogi kala ndava to pesu at this thing. And then goes, and then this man, and then he begins to make some enchantments on him. Then you focus on God.
Even.
And then the next thing, you are empty. And then because you have forsaken your grandmother.
Even.
Okay. So then one got kind of ready. Hey, wait a minute, God, the remedy was telling me neglect them. They're very important. Like for say, I was told in the what sports, and then, but now you haven't had the list of it. So, and then you had to go, Ailo Toma, who chakela, Livitala. So now it has now become a ritual kind of a thing. Okay? Now listen. So now, because Kimuruti, then they had a camp in the church, their leadership. Guess what he introduces? The same thing. So, but now people can't get into, because he claims after that I spot on a peaceful state of mind, so forth and so on. But the reason why I'm saying this, I'm sharing this story, is I want people to see the danger of certain things that appear to be okay, that appear to be normal. And they just come to entice you, and eventually they become the enemy of your soul, and before you know it, you are drawn deeper into darkness. And once you are drawn deeper into darkness, it's not even easy to come out. But there's a round of, this part. So now, and then by a campaign, and then obviously there were other guest speakers, so that the next session, we're going to focus on our inner man, wara, and then never organize it, the bhav. And then who came to the ICMO, so they had to write in your mouth, and then had to share what they're experiencing. But now, no more, Baba Naling Madimun, Baba Manifest, Joe. I am telling you, this thing works, man of God. We did not even need no one laying anybody, laying their hands on anybody. The Lord just did it, you see now. But I'm saying to somebody who's listening, that, some of these things that they look so innocent, we don't realize that they become your number one enemy of your soul. Idol worship is one of it. It looks so innocent. We have ancestors. We have ancestors. So we need to acknowledge that. We need to visit them. You need to talk to God. You need to do what? You need to talk to them. Okay, fine. So now she's persuaded, and therefore the whole thing is now being introduced in the church.
Yeah.
For me, idol worship is a serious doorway that brings in a lot of things that are tempted the enemies
of
your soul. And they will draw you into serious darkness that you won't be able to pull yourself out.
Amazing there. Amazing. Amazing. Peer pressures also, because others are doing it. Let me do it. And they do so. It's quite sad. We see those kinds of things really culminating. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about enemies of the soul.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Will you be traveling outside of the Radio Pulpit medium wave broadcasting area? No problem. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips. Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Pastor Makamu, when we talk about the enemies of the soul, I like making references also. When you look into the word, I'm looking at Psalms 25 verse 15, enemies of the soul, they are many. Check it out. It says, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. And they don't come in a way where you will see them just, you know, whoop-whoop, as they say. Pekelezi. But basically, you will realize them if you listen to the Spirit of the Father. Okay, this kind of friendship, that relationship, that kind of companionship, that kind of fellowship, all right? These kind of things that are coming my way, all right? And, of course, this one and that one, they actually are not good for me. Even hobbies and people who perpetuate that. Let's say you have a habit of smoking and you quit, but you have this friend who always says, escape. Always this friend says, escape. That's an enemy of your soul. You have stopped drinking, but this guy... this is the enemy of your soul. Basically, this person knows that you have quit alcohol, but they continuously invite you to these alcoholic parties. The freak offs, they call them freak offs. Don't go there. Yo. It's the devil's cooking pot. Now, it's quite sad that we see people basically, continuously, and those who basically hero worship your nature before you accepted Christ. You know these are enemies of my soul. Finish my car. What do you
Hey, Mr. Pigan, second of car and police go see a label. What thing I'm bully sang a man in your being a little Amen. Amen. My take is this, Mfundis. The first enemy of the soul is ignorance.
Absolutely.
I remember Joshua, the son of Nun, lo ukona lapayan, mabaphume eGibhithe. Joshua
was a young boy ahamba nomozisi abona kuvululwandle abona yonke lento abona elitshe likhipha amanzi abona lento lela emana yiwa abona yonke lemihlola bekaloka ayibona and le anto liyana yasinka ayihlalanga in the mind yasinka asihlala enhlizweni. Here comes God one day uthi kuMoses send 12 men ukuthi bayohlola izwi lesithembiso. When they went there, the Bible says ukuthi na 12 bahambile but two yafika let a different report. I-10 yathi lokhu sukubone le angeke simelane nako.
Hey, yeah.
Ngoba lokhu sukubone le sibona ama giant ayingqungqula impela yokuthi na uyi-1 nje ukubamba ekhanda akusakaze edongeni udideke ngqondo ungasazi ukuthi na ubamba kuphi. But laba bawuthula bala. Bathi lezo ingqungqula lezo zingaba amasaka ukuthi sijime ngawo. Uma thina sihamba noNkulunkulu, God can do it for us. So the enemy of the soul, first is ignorance. Most of the times, we blame on Satan. Satan at angazi lento bayikhuluma yakusiyini. But it's because we don't want to read the word when the word sinks enhlizweni yomuntu. You can confront any situation ubhekane nayo because you know ukuthi lo uhamba naye uthe awunandaba ukuthi na abantu or i-billion yabantu kunjengoba si umhloko i-8 billion ukuthi i-7,999,000,000 yithini uthi mina ngiyi-1 I'll stand for the God I know. You don't go with the majority, but because, so that is why the first enemy is the ignorance. Abantu, kungaku uJehova uthi lapha kuziya, because you are rejecting knowledge, I'll reject you. And I'll reject even your children, because you are rejecting knowledge.
Mm.
So, into unayo, yokutina, ufuna ukujabulisa abantu ufuna ukuphila impilo yakho ngokuthi na ubani uthe mangiyenze kanjena uyeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthe you are bringing your enemy your worst enemy ula kuwe uwe uyi enemy wena your mind your ingqondo yakho iyi enemy number 1 yokutshela izinto ngaphandle kwezwi likaNkulunkulu. So, we have to remember also ukuthi kupolitiki umfundisi wami. Uma kufundiswa ipolitiki, kupolitiki umfundisi wami. Uma kuvulwa a certain political party le.
Yeah.
Kunabantu sibathumayo la. Ukuthi njengoba uvule political party le.
Yeah.
Angazi ukuthi na iqaboyelo Democratic Party khona le iqaboyelo. Kabo yelo Democratic Party. Tina la. Siyifosolarasi Democratic Party. Ukuthi sizokwazi ukudestroy kabo yelo Democratic Party. Sizothumela abantu abangaziwa abangavelelanga. Sihambani niyozinikela niba ama-member. These people are there ukuthi nabafike bathola ikhundla in order ukuthi basabotage iparty. Ngaphakathi bayishaye phakathi bayidivide laba la abayelanga kuyoba amamembe. Whatever that is happening in Fosloras Democratic Party makamu laba le bazoba bangazi bathi thina soba sinelwazi ngokuthi kabo yelo Democratic Party kwenza kalani through ilento labantu asibathumelile bangamamemba ayisihlili. So even in the board of Christ, kuna ma members abuya somewhere.
Yeah.
Not to kungu Jehovah.
Yeah.
Lawa ma member lawa lapi. abazelanga kuzazokhonza ipurpose yawo azela kuzodestroy the work of the living God.
But join ama worship team, but join ama prophetic team, but join yonke bayanikela yo
baba izosibathatha sibabeka sibabeka kwekhundla enkulu.
Yeah.
Njalo ngoba phela umuntu unikelayo sese simthathe simpromote.
Yeah.
It's not about ukuthi na lo muntu lo uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu. It's about ukuthi uyanikela.
Ntawreka, ntawreka, ngweqa, chelete.
Yebo.
Noreki.
Yewe. Yewe.
Lo muntu masinayo lo sine ticket lokukhuphuka se Cape Town. Sine ticket lokuhamba se Dubai siyothanda amasuti lawa ashayenayo lawana sibuye nawo. Sine ticket lokuyakuphukuphisa othanga lezi icathulo ezibheke phezulu eziqijile phambili ngathi uphondo luka Bhejani. Sina ri ticket lokuhamba se thanga lama bandi lawana inkukunyana lawana ane valtanyana lapha na
ku. Yeah, yeah.
Yebo, sinawo. Adurayo amabhandi wakho.
Mhm.
Vele sethu. Ngoba sinaye lo muntu lona. Lo muntu lona is not a member. That is the reason uNkulunkulu ngobuhlakani bakhe, for God knew. We have to remember. Uthe Jesu ku Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, even the gates of hell will never conquer it.
Mhm.
Kusa yena uJesu.
Mhm.
And as azi ukuthi na ibandla lizoba always look attack, but he knows ukuthi na they will never conquer it. Ubeke spirit sokuhlola imimoya.
Mm.
Ukuthi na umoya nomoya ufikayo mawuhlolwe. Mawungathathwa ubekwe endaweni. Makaqala umuntu afundiswe aboniswe ukuthi inkambo yezwi hayebandla mfundisi wami ngicela sikorrect le nto lela kunenkambo yebandla kunenkambo yezwi likaNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Ngibame kusho mfundisi wami ukuthi na yonke iconstitution yebandla is demonic.
Mm.
Azimazoyishaya bafundisi namhlanje angekulala mfundisi wami yonke iconstitution yebandla is demonic. I don't care ukuthi na yibhalo umuntu onentshebe efike emadolweni. I don't care. Akusalayo is long ukuthi na le nto lela is not in the word. Akusi inkambo yezwi likaNkulunkulu. Is there ukuthi icindezela abantu ukuthi abantu bangalazi iqiniso. And guess what? Uthe uJesu, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. So ukuze isitha singakulimazi. Know the truth. Read the mind of the author of the church. Good. In mind yom nikazi webandla kati yet. Uteni uma akala ibandla. Read the mind. That is the reason. Even a heater, even a motor, even a cell phone. Into kala umu yivula. Awutholi cell phone kwe lelo box. Uthola imanuali.
Mm,
and that manually yibonisa ukuthi na manufacturer's mind. So you must read the mind. Where is the mind of a man? The mind of the church is the word of God.
Absolutely.
It's found in his word.
Yeah.
So anyone who ignores the word, anyone who becomes ignorant to his word, then lo muntu lo lapho, he became enemy. Wakhe yena
ngiyakuzwa mrodi. 657 medium wave radio pulpit coming to you. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. The WhatsApp is 0826572729, 0826572729. And you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about enemies of the soul, their effects and strategies upon us, and their mannerisms, the way in which they operate upon our lives. Things to look at. You know, if you want to identify enemies of the soul, you will see them by the fruit. Anything that holds you back, it's the enemy of the soul. It holds you back from serving Christ and from moving on with Christ, moving forward and growing with Christ, regardless of how much you love that thing.
It is the enemy of the soul. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are keen to hear from you. Thank you so much, Pastor Masango. I see. Thank you very much. I really appreciate. And I also appreciate again also to you, Mfundisi Masango, Philip Masango, and Babongan. Thank you so much. I see your WhatsApps there. Right. We are asking this question. The enemies of the soul, what they are all about, what they stand for.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Take Radio Pulpit wherever you go. Listen live on radiopulpit.co.za, DStv 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts. Radio Pulpit, your Christian alternative at your fingertips.
All right, Babu Makam, let me release you a bit so that I can take calls. Babu Makamu?
Baba?
Yes, Babu. When I hang up on you, listen over the radio, I'm going to take calls on your line, ne?
But not now.
Let's listen to Mulebuheng Rapetso. Now, Lebu, I'm looking into the word also. I'm looking into Psalms. Psalms chapter 7 verse 6 says, "Arise, O Elohim, in your anger, lift yourself up because of the rage of my enemies. Rise up for me to the judgment you have commanded." Amen. We see much of the times the enemies of the soul are raging against us, even though at times they come as friends, they come as lovers, they come as husbands, they come as wives, they come as bosses, they come as employees, subordinates, subjects. They come as leaders. They come as presidents. But these are enemies of our soul. And we should recognize them for what they are, as the word says. Cruelty against our faith and the faith and the spirit in us. What say you, Lebo?
Absolutely. I'm thinking, I'm imagining Adam, Eva, Adam, unkulunkulu makamenza, uqala waphefumula kuye, the soul, holy whatever, that breath, that he breathed, Adam, waphila waba kuye, waba
living soul,
wahamba isoul, wahamba wazula kancane. Then bala ya apula, because the snake came and said, "Na unkulunkulu yanibhazisa kabi, anibode kahle. If you eat that fruit, you don't know most. You guys are going to be like him." So into eziningi zenza kanjalo empilweni zethu, ukuthi ama soul, his soul is in trouble because now says impahla modesty, ukhuluma something about mod impahla umuntu agcoke kahle abe something, abe opposite of what God intended the soul to be. So, because remember, the soul is just the soul. What God did, made the body to house the soul.
Yeah.
So, Tina Simoshalapo, Mfundis Makama, Begakunma, something as well. But the first enemy of the soul is yourself. So, what am I doing to being compromised? Because I feel compromised that I put my own soul in danger. Into like ignorance. As well. I'm more tempted to Psalm 17. Like just that thing, Joshua. What did Joshua see?
Yes.
Solo engagement. Then Joshua, like we know Masfunda, the early scripture, so he basically decided to sit. Because uNkulunkulu bakhuluma no Moses, he made himself available and to uNkulunkulu. And began Linda baqede noNkulunkulu, then abuyele tendeni the tent la abazi khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uza la. So the thing is, here we are, you're not thirsty for uNkulunkulu. So it's easier for our soul to be tainted. Whereas if we were to focus on uNkulunkulu, I like what you do, Masenzi Joshua. Joshua Maga quote, and I think, this word of the Lord shall never leave my lips, for I choose God. So how much and how do we choose God? And our choice is the one that protects our soul as well.
Yeah.
So we need to be not rigorous, but committed to that decision, that movement, to say, like, you need to put your soul in a safe. Unkulunkulu like, the body was made and breathe his own breath and soul. So why do we gamble with it? Because we need to keep it safe. So let's not gamble with it. Like, the word of God, must quote Amasambi Nana, there's something solid now. What do you mean? Like, must kuluma ngo David as well. Umakaza ukushaya uGoliath ngeNgeje. What faith did he have? What did he have? And how safe was his soul? Kuthi uyawazi ukuthi noma bangakhuluma amanga bam-threaten ukuthi awugcokanga enough coverage nanani. But his soul knew ukuthi the connector uNkulunkulu, lo omgcobile uNkulunkulu akusabantu. Then his safe was forever safe. I mean, his soul was forever safe. So we don't know. So what Babu Makama was saying is, well, is that with the knowledge, you need to have the knowledge of uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Then it will be difficult for people to attack him. So.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. And, of course, we need to understand the very notion of the enemies of the soul, what they are all about, and what the word says with regards to this. 0826572729, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us there. We are talking about enemies of the soul.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Be doers of the Word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
All right, Pastor Masango says, Nekenkosi, the church, it's been blindfolded by satanic spirit. Ephesians 1:18, the church needs to have spiritual eyes and enlighten their heart's eyes. The church needs to have a spiritual mind of Christ who sees all the evil and the devil's disciples. That is Pastor Masango there. Indeed. You know, the very aspect of being blindfolded by whatever nkambiso, constitution and denominationalism is a serious enemy of the soul, in that even believers don't think that they are brothers and sisters in the Elohim, in Christ. They don't even see them, so they see themselves as different clusters of different ministries and churches.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
right, Babongane, greetings to you and welcome to the show, sir.
Ongukutholi thuba ngibingelele kuemfundisi uRain, ngibingelele nakuma guest akho ke lapho e-studio, ngibingelele nabalaleli bonke be-radio pulpit egameni lenkosi yamakhosi uChristu Jesu. Isihloko esithi enemies of the soul. The three enemies of the soul are the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil are adversaries of God. These three enemies of the soul are the forces that are teaming up against us spiritually to fight against us as we walk our journey with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Christian life is a warfare. The battle is a warfare which we have to wage. We must never give up, but keep on fighting. We are the soldiers in the army of the Lord, engaged in a battle against spiritual enemies. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12 reads as follows: For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The three enemies are the source of temptation. They appeared in the temptation of Christ in the desert, the world, to tempt the Lord by casting himself off the pinnacle, the flesh to turn stones into the bread, the devil to worship Satan. Jesus Christ won the victory over the three enemies by speaking the word. The sin nature is that aspect in man that make him rebellious against God. Sin nature refers to the fact that we have a natural inclination to sin. Given the choice to do God's will or our own, we will naturally choose to do our own thing. When we confess Jesus Christ to be our Lord and Savior, that's where problem becomes. And then 1 Timothy chapter 6, 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The way to overcome the devil, he read in James chapter 4 verse 7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. May the Father bless you even abundantly so. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za. Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.